It's just after 6 o'clock in the evening on Thursday the 29th of November, and I'm sitting upstairs in Wagamama in at the O2 in North Greenwich with my dad. Say hello, Dad.
Hello, Dad.
We're off to see the Rolling Stones.
Mr. Mick Jagger.
They are due on in just under 2 hours' time, although they came on late the other day, so we won't count our chickens on that. But hopefully they'll come on a little earlier than they did the other day when they didn't manage to do their full set list. But anyway, we're having a little bit of dinner, and then we'll be crossing over to the O2 to go and find where they've put us. And if my recording here sounds different to usual, I should say I'm using a new headphone set, which is slightly different to the last one, so I'm probably going to find that the sound quality is awful or something, but anyway, if it sounds different to usual, that's why. Anyway, I will come back to this later. Recording again. Right, we're now sitting on the wheelchair platform at the back of Block 108, which is a fair way back from the stage, but it is straight on to it, which is good. I mean, we are pretty much dead on to the stage, aren't we?
Yeah, very much. We'll be able to see Mick running around the stage, and Charlie's Gretsch drum kit up there.
Excellent. Glad to know we've come to the right concert.
Yes, you've got Zildjian cymbals, we can see that.
Jolly good. And we came up in the lift with no other than Richard Branson. So there you go.
And I bit my tongue. I didn't say, hello, Richard.
Yeah, I think it's probably best not.
I did tell you quietly.
You did tell me. Yeah, that's true.
So, very good.
Yeah. And the chap showing us round was saying that on Sunday they had Bob Geldof just come in the same way. Just wandered in, yeah, absolutely.
I think that's what the Stones do. They attract all the other musos.
Absolutely.
It's good to see that they can be natural.
Mind you, I don't suppose anybody really knows who Bob Geldof is, do they? You know, Boomtown Rats, who's heard of them?
I don't know, but they probably don't like Mondays, so they probably wouldn't know who he was.
Well, that's probably why he came on Sunday, so... quite possibly. Right, anyway, so over now for now, but...
We've also seen...
Who else have we seen?
We've seen some people from Hurst Green and Etchingham, haven't we, today?
So yes, which is where Dad lives.
Which is rather good, really. Then we're all at it.
All at it, yeah, absolutely.
All at it, the Stones.
Yeah.
Charlie in the voice.
What's the time now?
Half past seven.
All right, so we've technically got half an hour to go, although if it's by Sunday's record, we've got an hour left.
They might still be drinking tea, so...
They could be, yeah. It's very important to drink tea, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, I'll run out. Goodbye from him.
Well, we're still waiting for the Stones to come on, but I've just been flicking around on Twitter, and according to the official Rolling Stones account, Eric Clapton will be joining them, which will be quite amazing.
And the
lead singer from Florence and the Machine, whose name I can't remember, but she's got an amazing voice. So that could be pretty good. In fact, I would rather that to Jeff Beck and.
Well, no, I'd like a bit Jeff Beck.
Yeah, I know you would have liked Jeff Beck, but. Yeah, absolutely.
So I think McCartney would be good.
Yeah, I don't think
he's around with the Stones for the time.
Well, not with them.
Well, no, but
it was sort of one or the other, wasn't it, really? Now, I don't think you're going to get McCartney, and as I was just saying off audio, Boo, we've already had him this year at the Olympic opening ceremony. Well, you said there was a 5-minute warning. How long ago was that?
About
20 minutes
five
ago?
5 minutes.
Okay.
Do
you think so?
Let's have a bet on the first song.
Yeah, I know what first song is because I read it in the newspaper. Well, unless they change the set list.
I reckon... I reckon they might do Satisfaction instead.
Because they didn't do it the other day. Yeah. They could do. They could do, that's true.
That's my little punch.
That's okay, fair enough.
Yeah, you can say that. I don't
Right, well, I shall come back on the audio boo when I have some news. Absolutely.
This guitar, it was like
they're just playing some video before the concert starts. I think it's of different people saying about how the Stones first appeared and how they seemed to them. And the crowd seemed to even cheer the music on the video.
Somebody put a gun to my head and said that I'd have to have sex with a Rolling Stone.
I think that would have to be with that most dapper of gentlemen, Charlie, because he's got great manners and impeccable tasting clothes.
It'd probably be Bill, because at least according to his book, he's had the most experience.
I have had a gun pointed at me by Keith Richards.
Keith Richards once threatened to stab me because I wouldn't lend him my guitar tech.
And it all ended up amicably. We certainly didn't have sex. I think it'd be funny to watch Mick Jagger have sex.
I'm not going there for
you. No.
No.
I have to go with Charlie because you know what they say about the choir?
Mick, because then after the sex we could go running.
Keith. I mean, Mick, I could hang Mick on my keychain, you know what I mean? I'm like 6'3".
I would have sex with Lonnie because he's an artist.
Can I have two at once?
The roadies.
All of them. I'm sure I have to.
They do make the guards.
It'd be rude to pick, I'll just let them all fuck me. You know what happens when this does.
They're great songs to do.
Is that Fleetwood Mac Mask or something, are they?
Oh, God. we're more relaxed and we're gonna, you know, do the whole set instead of having to cut it. I mean, we had to pay $100,000 fine because we went on too long. I mean that's like 10 seats.
Thank you. Florence and Florence and the Machine joining Rolling Stones on stage there. Sorry, I missed the start of it.
She's not bad, is she?
Yeah, we're all a bit from around here. I mean, Florence is from Dulwich, I think. This is sort of a nice posh part around here. It's actually very close to where Keith and I grew up in Dartford, but it seems a long way from exchanging records at the station. But have you still got that Bo Diddley record I gave you, Keith? Okay, what are we doing now? The ballads.
Sorry?
This is the
Lady Jen, when I see you again, your servant am I, and will humbly remain. Just me, let's cling to my love. My dear Lady Anne, I don't know what I can. I must take my leave. What promise I have. In front of us in a little club, he was in the audience, like down there, and he was doing this lovely dance. And the next time I saw him, he came up and jammed with us, but he didn't play the guitar then, he just sang. But anyway, he plays the guitar now, and I'd like to introduce you Eric Clapton!
Yeah. Woo!
You sounded fantastic on that one. Oh, Saturday, so you know, ladies and gentlemen.